T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Rita from Lowell.
Lowell.
Hey, Lowell. Rita.
Also, hello, but Lowell first.
Good morning. Good morning,
hey,
everyone.
Rita.
Morning.
Rita works in home health care for immunocompromised patients, Kennedy, so you know she's getting it done.
We appreciate you.
Thanks, Kennedy. I love you back.
Love you.
Lowell.
Rita.
Lowell. Stan. All right, will you go ahead and kick Kennedy out of the living room, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave your living room?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. Same to you, love.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. If I seem distracted, I apologize. My wife just walked in, and she's completely dressed up and wearing perfume. I'm like,
good morning, Lana.
That's exactly what I thought.
She heard that 7:15 break, Carson.
She brought down a pair of scrubs, Dan. I don't know what that was about. I'm blushing. Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. You tie, you lose. Question number one. This owner of the New England Patriots released a statement regarding the killing of George Floyd and systematic racial injustice. Who is he?
Bob Kraft.
Question number two. Keanu Reeves plays Neo in this sci-fi film series.
The Matrix.
Question number three. The 11th season finale of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire happens tonight at 8 p.m. on ABC. Who is the current host?
Meredith Vieira.
Question number four. According to Spin Magazine, the best songs of the year are Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa and Heavy Balloon by this singer. She had a huge hit in the late 90s called Criminal. What is her name?
No idea.
Question number five. Drew Brees says he'll never agree with kneeling during the national anthem as a form of protest. But others like LeBron James are upset, saying that it's never been about the flag or the military. What team does Drew Brees play for?
New Orleans Saints.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the living room, please.
Kennedy!
All right, if I've scored it correctly, 3 out of 5 right for Rita Kennedy. Okay. Kennedy, I am going to apologize to you. I got distracted at the beginning of Can't Be Kennedy. My wife walked into the room completely dressed up with makeup, with perfume. I think it's the first time all of this has been done in 2.5 months.
She got a date?
Yeah, and she had some scrubs with her, so I don't know what's going on. Question number one, Kennedy. This owner of the New England Patriots released a statement regarding the killing of George Floyd and systematic racial injustice. Who is he?
Robert Kraft.
Question number two. Keanu Reeves plays Neo in this sci-fi film series.
Matrix.
Tied at 2. Question number three. The 11th season finale of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire happens at 8 p.m. tonight on ABC. Who is the current host?
Jimmy Kimmel?
That is incorrect. Chris Harrison.
I
But Jimmy Kimmel does host Celebrity Who Wants to Be. I watched him on TV like the other day.
Yeah, that's the celebrity version, but the regular version that airs on at ABC at 8 p.m. is Chris Harrison. Tied to two, question number four. According to Spin Magazine, the best songs of the year are Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa and Heavy Balloon by this singer who had a huge hit in the late 90s called Criminal. Who is she?
Fiona Apple.
Who made
Have you
that
heard
list?
This song?
Who made that list?
Go listen to that song, Annie. The song is fantastic.
I don't care. Who made that list?
Is she also an actress? I don't know anything about Fiona Apple.
No. I don't know if she does any acting.
She was married to Paul Thomas Anderson, the guy who makes movies, the weird movies.
Yeah.
Like Royal Tenenbaums.
Wes Craven? No, that's the horror guy.
Man. 3-2, question number five. Drew Brees says he'll never agree with kneeling during the national anthem as a form of protest, but others like LeBron James are upset, saying that it's never been about the flag or the military. Which team does Brees play for?
The Saints.
That is correct. 4-3. Kennedy gets the win, Rita.
Oh, bummer. Good job, Kennedy.
Lol.
It's all right, girl.
Lol. All right, well, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Rita?
My name is Rita. I'm from Lowell, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Abby from Quincy.
Abby.
Hey, my girl.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. So, Abby is Annie's dear friend. We've had her on the show before. I think she won the Good Sportsmanship Award at our dodgeball tournament.
Absolutely.
She was on Kennedy's team. They needed to win something.
Yes. And
that
we
is
were,
very true.
We had the best sportsmanship of anyone
Absolutely.
On that.
You
on
did.
That.
You did.
You're the only one that shook my that hand.
Gym. Yes.
My gameplay was to just sacrifice myself, and it worked out really well, actually.
That's why we didn't put her out much.
All right, Abby, kick Kennedy out of her living room, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the living room?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I don't know how close Abby lives to you, Kennedy. That'd be funny if she was, like, sitting outside your doorstep.
I think Abby might have an advantage in this game because her and Annie are close friends. They share a similar brain.
Here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. Question number one. Seth Rogen didn't hold back on fans commenting All Lives Matter on his Instagram post supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. Seth Rogen starred in this 2007 Judd Apatow film alongside Katherine Heigl. Name that film.
Knocked Up.
Question number two. Things seem to be getting worse for Lea Michele. Former co-star Heather Morris said, for Lea to treat others with the disrespect she did for as long as she did, I believe she should be called out. Which show did the two star in together?
Glee.
Question number three. Queen Latifah took to social media to urge everybody that feels anger towards the injustice right now in the country to make sure they register to vote. True or false, Queen Latifah has won a Golden Globe and a Grammy.
True.
Question number four. Ashton Kutcher shared an emotional video on social media explaining the importance of Black Lives Matter and the ignorance of All Lives Matter. Ashton starred as whom in the in That 70s Show from 1998 to 2006?
Oh, Kelso, but I don't remember his first name.
Annie, do I need the first and last name? You wrote it on the sheet.
He went by his last name on the show, so I feel like that should be okay.
Your
oh,
body.
Michael,
just
put Michael, both names Michael, on the is sheet, that right?
Though. Oh, she got it.
Oh.
Question number five, never mind. Controversy over.
Thanks, Ab.
Despite my wildly inaccurate theory from yesterday that Mission Impossible is the highest grossing franchise of all time, what is the correct answer?
Titanic?
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Well played, Annie. Well played.
That's
indeed.
My girl.
It's nice. I don't even think it was in the top 10. I was so
it
close
wasn't.
On that one. I was saying action, though, because I wasn't counting like the sci-fi stuff. But anyway.
Oh, please.
Please. Beep, beep, beep. Hear that? That's me backing up the truck. Hey, Kennedy, Abby got 4 out of 5.
Oof. Well done,
Oof.
Girl.
Yep. These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
I think Abby wrote the questions, though. So, question number one, Seth Rogen didn't hold back on fans commenting on All Lives Matter on his Instagram post supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. Seth Rogen starred in this 2007 Judd Apatow film alongside Katherine Heigl.
Knocked Up.
Question number one. Number two, or tied one. Things seem to be getting worse for Liam Schell. Former co-star Heather Morris said for Leah to treat others with the disrespect that she did for as long as she did, I believe she should be called out. Which show did the two star in together?
Glee.
Tied to two. Question number three. Queen Latifah took to social media to urge everybody that feels anger towards the injustice right now in the country to make sure they register to vote. True or false, Queen Latifah has won a Golden Globe and a Grammy.
True.
That is true. Grammy in 95 and 2008 and a Golden Globe in 2008. Tied at three. Going to the final two questions, Kennedy. Ashton Kutcher shared an emotional video on social media explaining the importance of Black Lives Matter and the ignorance of All Lives Matter. Ashton starred as whom in That 70s Show from 1998 to 2006?
Uh-oh.
I can hear Mila Kunis yelling
it. I know.
I don't have it.
Michael Kelso, Kennedy.
Kelso!
4-3 for Abby. Going to the final question. Despite my wildly inaccurate theory from yesterday that Mission Impossible is the highest grossing franchise of all time, what is the correct answer?
I'm sorry.
What is
just so I'm very specific.
Yes.
Action.
What is the highest grossing franchise?
What's the highest grossing
franchise?
Yes.
Oh, is it Marvel or is it Harry Potter? Weren't there more Marvel movies?
Oh.
Harry Potter. Oh. It was Marvel.
That is incorrect, Kennedy. Marvel is the correct answer.
Down goes Abby. Frasier.
Abby
wow.
gets the win. Look at you. The Good Sportsmanship Award and the $100.
I'm shooketh.
Come on, Kennedy. Sorry, there's been like 30 Marvel movies.
Yeah, I know. I know. Oh, I just saw something yesterday.
I said Titanic, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, there was only one of those.
I know.
Not a franchise. Oh, my gosh. I can hear Sal right now screaming from his mansion. Oh, another $100 out
the dust window. Is coming out of his wallet right now, and he wants to get that $100.
And this one goes on Annie, too. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, congratulations, Abby, with the $100. Kennedy, do you have something you'd like to say to Abby?
Yes, my name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Abby.
Ooh. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.